Honduran migrants assault Mexican authorities, escape into border city. By Ildefonso Ortiz on February 14, 2021. Authorities in the Mexican border city Piedras Negras, Coahuila, are searching for three Honduran migrants who escaped custody after assaulting a customs officer. The assault comes at a time when authorities in Mexico are seeing an increase in the number of migrants reaching the city in an attempt to enter the U.S. and request asylum. The assault took place this week in the offices of Mexico's National Immigration Institute in Piedras Negras. According to information released by state authorities, officers took three Honduran men to use the restrooms when the assault began. The three men assaulted one of the guards, beating him severely before running out of the facility into the street. The guard sustained a broken hand, several contusions, and some head trauma during the assault. The three migrants remain at large. The assault comes at a time when Piedras Negras is witnessing an uptick in migrants trying to reach the Texas border. This led to tragic consequences, including the death of a migrant shortly after he swam across the Rio Grande from Piedras Negras into Eagle Pass. The migrant likely due to the cold temperatures reported in the area. Passersby saw the migrant's body on a golf course that leads to the river and contacted local authorities. According to a local justice of the peace, there is no foul play suspected in the case. The official said the man appears to have laid down to rest after crossing the river and died of exposure to cold weather. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez from Coahuila.